Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to E-Ticket to Broadway, where Broadway meets Main Street. Here's your host, my pal, David Alpert.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this podcast, where I ask Broadway stars to reveal which classic Fantasyland dark ride scares them the most. I need all of you listening to look down, and if you're not wearing official E-Ticket to Broadway merchandise, what are you thinking? Wearing one of our incredible designs while you listen to the podcast is the perfect way to enjoy the magic. As soon as you're done listening, head to www.eticketpodcast.com to check out our online shop. There, you can also learn about the Patreon for E-Ticket to Broadway, a great way to support the creation of new episodes, as well as Gilanus Fund. There are a lot of great perks at every level of giving. I'd like to thank Helena K. from New York and Lauren E. from Pittsburgh, two of our most recent C-Ticket members. Thank you, Helena and Lauren. Don't forget to follow E-Ticket on Instagram for fun games throughout the week and also a chance to see photos of our guests at the parks. This episode's guest sure sent some great ones. Her love of Disney is so pure. I'm so happy she's on the podcast. She's been seen on the national tours of Wicked and Beauty and the Beast, and on Broadway in Lysistrata Jones, Xanadu, and, of course, as Anna in Frozen. Come on, everybody, away we go. It's off to Patti Murin. Patti Murin, I'm so excited to have you on E-Ticket to Broadway. Clearly, our listeners know you as Broadway's Anna, but you told me you grew up a big Disney fan and that this podcast is, quote, right up your alley, end quote. So are you ready to talk about Disney?
I want nothing more than to talk about Disney.
Perfect. So let's get started. As a kid, were there any Disney movies that you loved?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the first one that I really loved was Snow White, actually. This was pre-Little Mermaid, you know, the sort of golden age of, yep. And so Snow White was my favorite. I don't know why. She was my jam, you know. And then when The Little Mermaid came out, I was like, ooh, we got a contender.
Yeah.
But then when Beauty and the Beast came out, I was like, ooh, because I was also a voracious reader and I still am. And so Belle instantly, I was like, oh, okay. And that she actually sort of stayed my favorite until Princess Anna was introduced. And that was before, you know, obviously the movie came out and that was before any plans of theater. But seeing her up on the screen, I was like, oh, that's my girl.
Well, we will definitely get back to Frozen. I want to go back because I also love Snow White and my favorite character is Dopey.
Fair. That makes sense. He's the most interesting one.
I appreciate you saying that. I find him to be thrilling. They all have such interesting backstories, I think.
I think probably, right? Sure. I mean, how did they all get their names?
And also, why are they all living with their beds so close to one another?
Yeah, and also, like, is one of them actually named, like, Dan, but they were like, eh, we'll just call you Bashful because, you know what I mean? Like, do they have actual identities, but they just for some reason decided to just go by adjectives instead?
Yeah. We'll be right back on Dissecting the Disney Dwarves after the break. Can you imagine? I would do a podcast about that.
Oh my gosh, I would dig into any Disney movie and just break it apart and
And so what about your favorite characters growing up? I know you just mentioned, you know, Ariel and Belle. Did you have other favorite Disney characters?
I mean, I obviously loved the princesses. I don't even think it was – I didn't like play princess a lot, though. I think I just really liked seeing females, you know, and especially like when the Ariel and the Belles, I think I liked seeing strong females. But I also really – I was always a big fan of like sort of the animal friends, you know? Like the cute animal friends, because those are always the ones that are the comedic relief, you know, and like they're adorable. I was also a huge Winnie the Pooh fan. He was always a favorite from all, you know, Disney, but also like the actual books and, you know, the Kenny Loggins Return to Pooh Corner. I mean, like it's all Winnie the Pooh is, I feel like, a very big presence in my life. I'm trying to think of, and I used to collect. Remember the figurines that they would sell?
Oh, yeah.
I used to collect them. I did. My sister had some. I think my brother had some, but like, I think I still have my Snow White one actually upstairs.
Yeah. I am going to send you some photos. When I was home recently, I found all these like little figurines of the dwarfs and the queen and Snow White, and I brought it back with me to New York.
Oh my goodness. I remember like, because at first it was going to get them when we'd go to the parks, but then when the Disney stores opened, then you could get them at the Disney store. And that was like a huge deal when you could go and pick out a new one.
And I think they were only like $6 at the time.
I was just thinking that. I was like, I'm pretty sure that Doc was like $6. Yeah. But it was like such a treat. It was like a massive treat.
And it was like the shelves of all these Disney characters.
Yes. Oh God. They don't still sell those, do they?
They don't. They don't.
Oh man. Now I want to like do a weird eBay thing and go like find them and like buy them.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, have a weirdo figurine closet.
It's not weirdo. I mean, like literally my eBay like purchase history, it's just dopey collectibles.
Oh, I love it. I love that
you
so much.
Really, you really could do it.
What the good thing about having a daughter is that now I can be like, well, it's for my child.
Yeah.
That's the great thing.
And again, like Marie Kondo, shout out to Marie Kondo, you can have like a shrine. Like you can get all these collectibles. Maybe you don't display them all, but you know,
exactly.
Or you can be like me and display most of them.
I mean, that's okay too. We have extra space, you know, like we can. Colin never has to know. He doesn't even have to know.
I love that you love the Disney movies and the characters. Do you remember the first time you ever went to a Disney theme park?
Yes, I do, which is kind of nuts because I was only almost 4 years old. I was 4 years old. It was Disneyland. And we had taken the whole summer, me and my parents and my two siblings at the time. My other little brother came along 10 years or 6 years later. But family of five got in a car and took a cross-country road trip for 8 weeks. My parents were very brave. Like literally like 7, 5, and 4-year-olds. And we drove out there, and it was also the year of the Olympics. So we went to some of the Olympic events in Los Angeles. And we went to Disneyland. And I was so terrified of the Haunted Mansion that I would not go on it. And also the Matterhorn. Someone had to stand outside with me because I wouldn't go on the Haunted Mansion. I wouldn't do it. I remember that very specifically, very specifically. Yeah. So then when I went to Disney World when I was 7, it was like a really big thing that like getting on the Haunted Mansion, it was like I'd been waiting 3 years to do it. And I was still terrified.
Were you afraid of the Matterhorn because of the roller coaster aspect or the snowman?
The abominable snowman. Yes.
Yeah.
1,000%. Yeah. And then when I finally went to Disneyland again, I think I was out of college, probably 2 years out of college. So like what, like, you know, 18 years later. And I was like, oh, that's it? Oh, okay. Like it was just like.
Well, they redid it recently and the new one is like terrifying.
That's cool.
The old one is now in the queue for Mission Breakout, the Guardians of the Galaxy takeover of Tower of Terror.
I have been on that, yes.
But so in the queue, you can see the old snowman. But in the new version of the Matterhorn, it is, I mean, it's scary.
Okay, that's cool. I'm going to, obviously now I have to go back.
Well, clearly. And also this fear of Disney snowman, when you saw Frozen, did Olaf terrify you?
No, not at all.
It's a different kind of snowman.
You know, but I do wonder that if I was a child and I had seen Olaf the snowman first and loved him, would I be as afraid of the abominable snowman on the Matterhorn? Probably not.
I don't know. I the answer could be yes. I mean, it's terrifying.
That's true.
Do you remember any of the rides that you went on that you loved that first trip to Disneyland?
The Dumbo Flying Elephants. I mean, obviously.
Classic.
Obviously, yes. And yeah. Snow White. The Snow White and Peter Pan. Peter Pan has always been a favorite. Always. Every time I've been to a park, a Peter Pan, even though the line is always exactly 30 minutes long. It's always exactly 30 minutes long. Like, exactly. It's so weird. It's like the park could be empty and everyone's online for Peter Pan and it's 30 minutes long.
Always.
But it's honestly, it's like the best 2 minutes of your life.
So it is. That's exactly right.
I'll wait.
And, you know, Snow White Scary Adventure, recently redone at Disneyland. I haven't been on the new one yet, but it's a scary ride.
Is it?
Oh, my gosh. The original. I mean, scary's in the title.
I mean, and like, you know, the part at the end where the witch is like, you know, about to like push the boulder off of the cliff onto your thing. That was always a moment for me.
Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, like, as much as I love Snow White, the woman is, you know, she's not the engine of the movie. It's really the queen's movie, Snow White's reaction. Mm-hmm. And so that queen and that witch, it's terrifying on that ride.
I mean, like, so, I mean, so that witch at the end, like the real witch that she like, you know, transforms herself into, she is so terrifying. Like that nose. If that witch knocked on my window and was like, here, I got an apple, I'd be like, get out of my house. Get out of my house.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
And so what was it like the first time you went to Walt Disney World after only being to the OG?
That was when I was 7. Still no little brother yet, so still only a family of 5. It was amazing. It was amazing. I remember that Epcot existed then. MGM not yet, you know, the old MGM studios. Yeah. That didn't exist yet. And so we did the whole Epcot thing as well, which was, you know, really, really super fun. But I do remember that was when I went on Space Mountain for the first time.
Oh,
which
yes.
was very exciting. Very exciting. Haunted Mansion, again, I was still like, I did it, but I think I kept my eyes closed the whole time, which is like, now I'm like ashamed. And I'm like, it's the coolest ride ever.
It is very cool.
Yeah. We stayed, I think, they had like the campgrounds that they, I don't even know if they still have them there. The campgrounds, yes. Mm-hmm. We stayed there in like a really lovely sort of like permanent RV, which was fantastic. And it was just, it was really fun. I just remember getting up in the morning and we had to take like a bus to like a train to like the monorail to get there.
It is.
And so now I'm like, nope, never again. Because then when we went again, when I was in 7th grade, so I was probably 12 or 13, we stayed at the Polynesian. And that was like, oh, I just have to get on the monorail. And like 2 minutes later, I'm at the front door. Okay. Yeah, that made a lot of sense. I remember that trip more than the first Disney World trip, obviously, because I was older. But yeah, I believe that's. No, I'm trying to think of the pictures I sent you, and I don't think any of those are from there.
I mean, speaking of the photos you sent me, please everyone check out the Instagram page. There are some really delightful photos from Batty's Pass.
Amy.
Would you say that you prefer one to the other, Disneyland or Disney World?
It's so hard. I would always say Disney World, but there's something since I've been back to Disneyland actually a bit as an adult. I went once with my husband, Colin, before, you know, when we like kind of 6 months after we started dating, because we were both in LA, I went, we just got to go a few years ago, yeah, with Frozen and Lion King and Aladdin to do a big event down there. And so we got to go and we got to spend like a day at California Adventure. And so I think I've been there twice other than that, just with friends. And there's just something so lovely about it because it really is the OG. And so it really is sort of like, super magical, you know. It's like Disneyland doesn't change very much, which I think is nice, because then you have California Adventure, which is also really cool, and that kind of takes care of the rest of the, like, you know, the other things that aren't necessarily like sort of the base of the Disney foundation, which is Disneyland. You know, I haven't been back to Disney World in quite a bit, and I'm not happy about it. But I'm thinking next summer, being, you know, Cecily will be 2, which is definitely still, you know, like young, but I feel like I'm going to want to take her every year.
Well, this leads us beautifully into my next question, which is, when do you think you're going to bring her, which is next year, maybe? And B, how much do you think you're going to sob when she meets Mickey?
Oh my God. I mean, oh my goodness. It's going to be it's going to be epic. But like, also, how much am I going to sob when she meets Princess Anna? Like, or like when I meet Princess Anna, let's be serious.
That's right. Yeah.
Like when I finally get to go on the Norway ride and it's frozen now, you know,
that's right. That is
because I haven't been there since then. It's going to, I mean, she's already just like such, she loves looking at things and she loves like, just, she's just fascinated with the world around her. And so I can't imagine that, you know, when she's a little more than a year older than this, I just feel like, why not? Why not start? I know there's a big thing about like, oh, wait till your kids can remember it. But it's like, but I'm going for me too. Like, I'm going for me too. And it's like, I'll just take my parents with me, with us, and they'll be like, cool, go put her to bed and we're going back to the park to go on the roller coasters.
That's right, of course.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Of course not. And someone said once, even though they may not remember, you will remember it.
That's the thing, you know, and my brother and sister-in-law and their three kids were supposed to go last summer, obviously didn't. And then they decided to skip this summer again as well. Because so they're going to go next summer. And I was like, well, but wouldn't that be like the most fun, like to, you know, go with all the cousins and stuff and just have the real sort of like Disney adventure. And I don't know if Colin has been to Disney World. Yeah, he's a reluctant Disney
Yes, there's fan. Reluctant where you can see them screaming. And when the ride finishes, they're like, yeah, that was OK.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, Well, let's look at that on ride photo.
Yeah, where it's just like a huge smile and like, yeah, hair blown back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before that, you know, I always loved Disney. But honestly, Frozen was good for a billion reasons. But one of them is that he can't deny me Disney anymore. It can't
right.
ever, never again will it not be an option, you know?
That's right. Yes.
So thank you, Frozen.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. So, Patty, according to Wikipedia, your first professional job was when you starred as Polly in Crazy for You in Florida. Did you also freak out when you realized listening to the cast album that that was Ariel?
I feel like, was Jodie Benson in the paper mill version of it?
She was not. And because I watched that on PBS.
Yes. So that's the Crazy for You that I knew. And that's the Crazy for You that I had seen. So I hadn't actually seen it on Broadway. And so honestly, just for a few years, didn't make that connection because that was sort of, you know, that was the Crazy for You that I knew.
Right.
And I didn't even know at the time. I just assumed it was the, you know, the Broadway version. But I mean, I'll literally listen to Jodie Benson sing anything.
We have the same experience. I love that PBS recording. And then when I got the album, I remember listening, I was like, this sounds familiar. I mean, of course, this is before YouTube and, you know, smartphones. And you just had to sit there being like, I know this voice. And then when I figured it out, it was like, oh
Boom.
My gosh.
Yeah.
So ding, great. Ding, ding. So Anna isn't the only Disney leading lady you've played. You were also Belle in a national tour of Beauty and the Beast. Do you have a favorite song from the show of Beauty and the Beast?
My favorite one to sing was probably A Change in Me. Well, oh gosh, this is the hardest question you've ever asked me. Probably A Change in Me, because like, who doesn't love to sing like a, you know, like song about self-discovery and belt and all that stuff. But one of my favorite ones to actually be in, I mean, we're obviously Belle, you know, that's just something so exciting about the setup of that song and the makeup of that song and the intricate nature of it. And knowing every word from, you know, watching the movie a billion times and listening to the, you know, the soundtrack and then seeing it on Broadway and, you know, and just to, it would just, it was like coming home, you know what I mean? And then honestly, Be Our Guest was one of my absolute favorites too. Cause it was just amazing to like watch everyone do what they did so well, but like as a spoon and like, as a sugar bowl.
Yes.
And then you just get to do a big kick line at the end. And so I'm a sucker for group numbers. I really
yes.
am.
Yeah, yes.
1,000%.
The applause and everyone's still breathing heavily.
Oh.
It's like, oh
God, that's what theater's about.
Yeah. It's in that moment. I mean, you mentioned some enchanted objects. If you were to be an enchanted object, which one would you be?
The wine glass.
We're not, The Enchanted Wine Glass. Great. I'm the Enchanted Cookie Jar.
Oh, great. You know? That's good.
So we can hang out together. Yeah.
You're like, I didn't even have to think about
it. No, I love that. That's
wine glass. I got dibs on the wine glass. That's me. Mine.
Yeah.
You. Mine.
Yeah. Another Disney reference, everyone. Pay attention. Okay, let's talk Frozen. You mentioned earlier that you saw the movie in the theaters. When did you have that moment of, I think this is my role? I think this is me.
You know, I saw the movie in the theaters with my then boyfriend, now husband, right when it came out. And then I saw it again on an airplane. And they didn't announce that they were putting it, you know, really even doing the show. Yeah, my year math is terrible.
Well, until it came out in 2013. Yeah.
Yeah, the movie was 2013. I think they announced 2015 that they were going to be adapting it for the stage, and that, you know, Alex Timbers was going to be directing, and they announced all the, and that was when I was like, "Oh, okay. All right. That's a thing." Because I had worked with Alex before on Lovely Was Lost, and we were always trying to find something else to work on together. And I had seen Kristen and Bobby Lopez actually the year before at Brian Usifer's wedding, who was their music director for Frozen, just music, overall music person extraordinaire. And I had seen Bobby and Kristen, and, you know, we knew each other, like, we weren't, like, good friends or anything, but, you know, we said hello, and Kristen turned around, and she was like, "We want to work with you." And I was like, okay. And, you know, and at that point I was kind of contemplating, I was kind of having a moment of like, how long can I do this for? Like, how long can I realistically do this business for? And then I went back to Colin and I was like, well, I can't quit the business if Kristen and Bobby Lopez want to work with me. And so when the announcement came out, I was like, that seems like this could happen. You know, this seems like I'm right for this. But then, you know, the auditions for the reading didn't come around for another 6 or 7 months. And I don't know, I just sort of went in, and you kind of have those, like, I really feel like the ones where the roles where I've been like, I have to get this. I am so perfect for this. I have to get it. They're the ones that I don't get. But the ones that there's sort of like a, I don't know, something just clicks and something just fits. And that's the way it was with Anna. And yeah, that was, it's like, it's like a strange kind of calm that it's like, okay, yeah, like this is, it's just everything about it just sort of like seemed right. And so I got that first reading, and then they, you know, changed design team, changed director, changed choreographer. A lot of things really sort of went all over the place for a little while. And there was another workshop in the middle of that there. And I didn't know that I had the, I didn't know at all. You know, it wasn't like I went through the whole year of readings and workshops being like, oh, well, yeah, I'm doing this. I never did. I never knew it, because they just kept auditioning, because when they got a new director, Michael Grandage, of course, as is, you know, like, makes sense, he wanted to make sure that he wasn't just inheriting everybody and that he really, truly got to find his own people. And luckily, you know, he thought I was his Anna. And so I finally got the call that I was going to be doing it. And I was like, thank God.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
My dear Ann Sanders, who has joined you Ticket to Broadway, shared that after she played your mother in the show, which, spoiler alert, she doesn't make it, she would also be in scenes with you as an ensemble member, and that you would sometimes look at her quizzically and whisper, "Mom?
This is true."
Yeah. Yes.
For those of you wondering, like, what the ensemble and, like, anyone on stage is actually doing in those moments where we don't really have much to do, it's stupid.
It's that. Like that. It's
wait,
that.
Mom? Yeah. Yeah, I used to do it to my dad, too. Dad?
Besides that moment, did you have any other favorite moments in the show?
Oh, goodness. I mean, like, it's so funny because it's almost easier to count, like, moments that I was like, oh, I got to do this one again, you know, because there was only a few of them, and every other moment I loved. I loved when you get into the groove of a show and you have your thing that you do, you know, not even on stage, but off stage. It's like, oh, I'm running this way for a quick change. Got to high five this person now. I got to do this. We sing this line together. You know, that you develop all these little, like, rituals backstage, and everyone has their own track and their own path. And so that's what always makes me excited when you're like, oh, okay. My favorite moment of doing Frozen, I think, was right at the end of Hygge, when I would come out of the sauna in my, you know, my new outfit after like a 12-second quick change, and I would just, you know, run and say thank you, Oaken, and I would exit stage right. And that was when like the curtain came down, the naked Norwegians would come out and do a kick line, a naked kick line, obviously. And so what the audience is seeing is like, oh, yay, this super fun like kick line. But behind the curtain was like pure controlled chaos. I was literally running. I ran from stage right all the way around to the back and then over to stage left. You know, I don't know why I couldn't just do what. Yeah. But as I was running, there was like 10 crew guys taking this enormous sauna off stage as quickly as possible. And then like the ice castle would come in. It was just like, it was such a Broadway moment because of the kick line music and like what you knew the audience was seeing and like what you knew was happening backstage. And so that was always a moment every single show where I was like, this is nuts. This is so crazy. And I love it.
That's cool. That's really cool. One of my favorite questions to ask my guests is, if you were to get a job at the Disney parks, what would you want to do?
Oh my goodness.
Enchanted wine glass.
Enchanted wine glass. Well, I definitely wouldn't want to be inside one of the character costumes, like the, you know, like the full body, because that
I don't understand. There's no character costumes. It's just actual.
I mean, I wouldn't want to play Pluto. I feel like I'd get overheated. I feel like, oh gosh, I feel like I'd want to be like, this is so hard because every job I'm like, oh, maybe like, because I'm going to take this as an opportunity to not do a performance role. You know what
sure.
I mean?
I support you.
Like, I'm going to try something new. I would maybe want to be, I have to be something fun. It would have to be something like not like sitting in a gift shop all day, which honestly I think I'd be great at. I really love like cash registers and like making change. I really do love it.
No, that's
like,
great.
It's where I feel like a food vendor.
Oh, maybe. Sure.
Because
totally.
People watching, you know, and just watching all the families and watching all, you know, and watching all the meltdowns and like, I feel like, but like an easy, like popcorn.
Okay.
You know, like popcorn and soda. I don't want to, you know, have to like, or churros. Oh, man. If I worked at the churro stand, I would gain 16 pounds in one day because I love churros. That's right. I love them.
So same question, but for Anna, what job do you think she would want at the parks?
Probably the chocolate store.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And here's another Disney parks question. If you were to be stuck on any ride with Olaf, which one would you choose?
Ooh, probably It's a Small World after all.
Probably.
I just feel like he'd have a lot to say about just everything in general. And I don't know. I just think it would be really fun.
Yeah. Don't take him on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride because at the end it's hell and it's very hot.
Oh, God. I was going to say, yeah, he'd literally melt. No. Yeah. Right. At least if it's a small world, you can just be like, here you go. And like, just put him in a cold country and be like, see you later.
Oh, Phooey, we'll be right back. Oh, what's the big idea with these commercials? Oh, if this were my show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time home for? Fast Pass answers!
It is time for Fast Pass answers. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock after I ask you the first question to answer as many as possible. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Patty Murin, name any song from Beauty and the Beast.
Be Our Guest.
Favorite snack in the parks?
Churros.
True or false, love is an open door?
True.
Name a ride in Fantasyland?
The teacups.
Favorite Disney villain?
Maleficent.
Name a character from Frozen?
Anna.
Name any Disney princess?
Belle.
Favorite Walt Disney World hotel?
The Polynesian.
Name any Disney cat?
The Aristocats. All of them.
Time. Patty, that was incredible.
Thank you.
That was really fun.
Thanks. You already have me in a Disney headspace. You know what I mean? So I feel like it was okay.
That's my goal with everyone I run into, everyone that I meet. No, name any Disney cat. I mean, there were many options, but I like that you just chose the whole company.
All the Aristocats. All of them.
Do you like the teacups? I was surprised you didn't say Dumbo.
I do. You know, isn't that interesting? That's literally the first thing that popped in my mind. And out of all the things we've talked about, Peter Pan, we've talked about Snow White, I picked the one we haven't talked about. I do like the teacups. I think I probably liked them better when I was younger and they didn't make me want to vomit. But
that's right.
Just don't go on them with a hangover.
True. You've heard it here first. There's that moment when you go to the Disney parks and you're like, I'm no longer young. I'm a young at heart and I cannot go on that ride.
That is so true. It's so true. Oh, gosh. I just love that they're even like their adventure rides are still fairly like really quality as opposed to being like, we can turn you upside down 42 times in 6 seconds, you know, because those are the ones that like, I think it was like, I was 25 and I was just like, I cannot go on that roller coaster anymore. My head is just, So I do appreciate that Disney really does keep it to like a quality entertainment with some really fun thrill rides and nothing that makes you like tries to make you throw up. Except the teacups.
That's right.
Put on your thinking ears. It's trivia time. Oh, boy.
Okay, Patty, here's our trivia. When visiting Walt Disney World, be sure to visit Epcot, where you can visit Arendelle and enjoy the Frozen Ever After attraction in the World Showcase, where you may get wet with liquid water rather than solid water. This attraction that features Anna, Elsa, and their friends replaced Maelstrom, which opened in 1988 and closed in 2014 in the Norway Pavilion. Including Norway, how many countries are represented at Epcot World Showcase?
13.
You are so close, and I love the confidence. So close. It's 11.
Ah, crap.
Nice job, though. You know what I want to do?
I want to do one of those things that, well, obviously, like, you know, there's the drink your way around Epcot where they have, but they also have eat cheese your way around Epcot. I would do that, like an official weekend where it's like you eat, it's like the cheese weekend.
Can you imagine you eat the cheese, you end up in Norway, you go on the Frozen ride, and then when you plunge backwards, it's like.
Luke.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a favorite country in Epcot?
I always, let's see. Well, I mean, I always loved Norway because it was like the only ride. You know what I mean? Like as a kid, I also love Japan because I've eaten at that restaurant a few times and it's really wonderful.
Yeah. When I went to Tokyo Disney, I had a wonderful meal there. And then when I went to Epcot, I was like, oh, it's the same meal.
Oh my gosh. Japan. Really good. I'm really here.
Have you been to any of the international parks?
No, I have not. My parents have been to Disneyland Paris, I believe. Yes, not yet.
No, yeah.
Not yet.
The Peter Pan ride at Shanghai Disney on YouTube is amazing. Please look at that.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Done. All right.
Patty, you brought Love is an Open Door to the Broadway stage, a song that we all love. Something we also love? Food, especially at the Disney parks. Of course, the overlap here is evident, as sometimes we finish each other's sandwiches. I know it's crazy, but in this game, finishing each other's Disney sandwiches, I am going to describe in detail a sandwich one can enjoy at a Disney park, and I need you to tell me where you can share this sandwich with a loved one. Are you ready?
I think so.
Now, if you are unable to think of the correct answer, that's totally okay. I just need you to shout, "That's what I was going to say," when I reveal the location.
Okay.
Hopefully our mental synchronization is on point today. That's all the puns I have. Okay.
I love it.
Finishing each other's Disney sandwiches, number one. This classic Disney sandwich, the Monte Cristo, features ham, turkey, and Swiss cheese, and can be found at Walt Disney World's Riviera Resort, as well as at the Blue Bayou at Disneyland, which is part of which classic water-based swashbuckling adventure?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is right.
Yay!
Well done.
Yay!
So I always say Pirates of the Caribbean. I like when you say it that way.
You know, I'm trying to think, because I think because the Caribbean is the Caribbean. But yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. I've said it both ways. It was only when I started taking vacations to the Caribbean that I was like, oh. Then I was like, oh, okay. But I would always say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also the movies. You say Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, you're not like Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean.
This is fascinating.
Fascinating.
Okay, here comes number two. The waffle sandwiches at Walt Disney World includes strawberries, bananas, blueberries, and a chocolate hazelnut spread, and can be found at which restaurant located in Liberty Square in the Magic Kingdom?
Is there like a Liberty Bell Tavern or something?
Kind of.
Is it a tavern?
It's not.
The Liberty Bell? The Bell House?
You're getting actually colder. It's called Sleepy Hollow.
Oh.
Then you have to say, that's what I was going to say.
That's what I was going to say.
There it is.
That's what I was going to say.
Perfect. Number three. I think you're going to like this one. The new quantum size Pimini sandwich is a $100 entree that features salami, rosemary ham, provolone cheese, and sun-dried tomato spread on toasted focaccia. It's made for 6 to 8 people and can be purchased at the brand new campus at Disney California Adventure at Disneyland based on this cinematic universe.
The Marvel Universe.
Yes, that's right. So it's just about to open. It's called the Avengers Campus, and with, you know, gather some friends and you get a $100 entree.
When does it open? Because I want to go.
It opens officially June 4th. So this episode, by
that's
this time.
That's in 2 days. Oh.
Just it is.
I want to go.
Yes, but the Avengers Campus. Okay, number four, for finishing each other's Disney sandwiches. This one's a bit different. A very frozen sandwich and my personal favorite. This ice cream treat can be found at many food carts at the parks and is in the shape of which Disney character's head?
Mickey Mouse.
That's right, Mickey Mouse. You know, it's so funny. I didn't even realize the pun of frozen sandwich. I was just saying it's a frozen sandwich.
Wow. Look what you did.
There you go. Number five, a French specialty, the croque monsieur, can be enjoyed in Fantasyland at the Magic Kingdom at this restaurant, named after a classic Disney song sung by a candlestick.
Be Our Guest.
Yes, the Be Our Guest.
Yay!
Restaurant. Have you been there?
No. We didn't do a lot of eating at the restaurants when we... I mean, we did, like, with family vacations, we did, but it's been a lot of day trips, you know what I mean? And so I haven't been to these restaurants in years, but you bet. And also, you know, when I was at the park, I was like, just give me a burger. I got to go to the line for the next ride.
That is exactly right.
Like, I didn't want to have a sit-down dinner. I was like, there's no time for this. Unless we were at, like, the Horseshoe Diamond play, the Diamond Horseshoe, right? Isn't that, what's the...
The Golden Horseshoe Review.
Golden Horseshoe, yeah. Unless they were feeding me at a show. I was like, we got to get on Space Mountain.
Yep. I've shared it on the podcast. I was very lucky to turn 33 at Club 33, and it was the only time I've ever spent more than 30 minutes eating a meal.
That makes a lot of sense, though. That makes 3 sense.
3 hours, and I was like, I can stay here longer. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Number six, the sourdough bacon cheese melt, an Angus chuck patty, pepper jack cheese, grilled onions, hickory smoked bacon, and spicy house sauce on grilled sourdough can be enjoyed on Main Street USA at Disneyland at this restaurant, which first opened as an ice cream parlor on July 17th, 1955, Disneyland's opening day.
Walt Disney Restaurant.
That is correct.
No, it's not. Oh.
No, it's not. It's not. Can you imagine? No, it's called the Carnation Cafe.
That's what I was going to say.
There it is. And it is my favorite place to have breakfast on Main Street. It's lovely. It's a great restaurant.
It also sounds like a really good burger.
Yeah. If you go back for lunch, get the bacon cheese melt.
Yes, please.
There's a lot of sourdough options, which I enjoy. I'm a big sourdough
fan.
That
makes sense. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Number seven. A favorite for many guests, this grilled three cheese sandwich, melted provolone, cheddar, and American on grilled sourdough bread, can be enjoyed at Woody's Lunchbox in a land dedicated to which movie franchise?
Toy Story.
That's right, Toy Story Land. Have you been to that in Florida?
I have. No, I haven't. No.
Not yet.
Nope.
Slinky Dog Dash, get ready.
Oh my God, so exciting. So exciting.
Are there any characters in Toy Story that you relate to?
Barbie.
Also a Jodie Benson role.
Although, honestly, when Ken joined, that was perhaps one of my absolute favorite. Do you remember those YouTube shorts that they would do with Ken?
Yes, I do.
And like his in his closet.
Yes.
Which now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, they're good. Oh, they're good.
They're very good. I
watched them over and over and over again because it was Michael Keaton, right? Who did Ken's voice.
Yes. Yes. You're totally right.
It was literally like I just loved everything that they did with, you know, with all the toys, of course. But because Barbie and Ken, you know, were toys that I used very much growing up. That was my jam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, other than that, probably the aliens with three eyes. Why? I don't know.
Why not? The claw.
Exactly.
Number 8, for finishing each other's Disney sandwiches, you can share many different sandwiches at this restaurant at Downtown Disney in Disney Springs, named after John Montague, who may have invented a certain food offering.
Montague. What kind of food offering would someone named John Montague invent? Steak.
Well, that is incorrect. It's actually the Earl of Sandwich, because Mr. Montague potentially created sandwiches.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's right. Wait a yes and. I like it. Okay, two more. The Enchanted Cauliflower Sandwich can be enjoyed at the Red Rose Tavern in Fantasyland at Disneyland, which is based on which Disney film?
Beauty and the Beast. Does anyone order that? I can't imagine anybody going to Disney World or Disneyland and being like, you know what I need? Some cauliflower.
Well, hold on. It's the Enchanted Cauliflower Sandwich, which might encourage some people.
Even if you dipped it in chocolate and like deep fried it, I'd be like, no, thank you. No, thanks. Nope. Nope. Give me the churros. Give me a turkey leg.
Give me the churros between two pieces of sourdough bread.
Yep.
Maybe some Dole Whip on top. We'll see.
Oh, you know that they put, because I had Dole Whip when I was there a few years ago, and they put rum in them now.
Oh, great.
Not for everyone. Not for the
children. Yeah, it's not for that.
But
hi,
you can
Cecily,
get.
Cecily, here's your first Dole Whip.
You're like, oh, she sleeps so well.
Yeah. Well, she's not scared of Haunted Mansion at all.
No. It was so excited. I was like, oh, I think it's rum. Yeah. Yes, that would make sense.
Okay, last one. One can enjoy the smoked pulled pork sandwich at the Flame Tree Barbecue, located in which park at Walt Disney World?
What's the name of the sandwich?
The name of the sandwich is the Smoked Pulled Pork Sandwich.
And what's the name of the restaurant?
Flame Tree Barbecue.
Jungle Land.
Very close. Very
Adventure
close.
Adventureland.
No, it's called the Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
I
was thinking of the Jungle Cruise, and then I was thinking that is not Jungle Land, Adventure Land, but then I was just wrong. So,
though, please always refer to Animal Kingdom as Jungle Land from this point
forward. Jungle Land. It's Jungle Land.
Well, congratulations, Patty. You did very well on finishing each other's Disney sandwiches.
Did I?
You get a churro.
Yay!
Now let's hear from some of you, huh?
We put on Instagram, a lot of your fans have Disney questions. Here we go. Emma wants to know if you have an all-time favorite Disney song.
Ooh. I do think Part of Your World is one of the most perfect Disney songs ever written, like songs in general ever written. But do you know what song gets me and actually makes me cry every time I hear it? Is Circle of Life. It even just thinking about it right now, I'm like, like I get choked up.
It's
yeah,
a great
it's
song.
So that one.
This next account is called All Colin Donnell. Would like to know which Winnie the Pooh character is your favorite.
Which Winnie the Pooh character is my favorite?
And is this actually just Colin asking?
Probably. He runs his own fan accounts. Probably Piglet. Just because, I don't know. You know, small but mighty. Yeah.
Likes pink. I'm with
it. Yeah.
Great. Craig asks, what was it like being featured in an episode of One Day at Disney on Disney Plus?
Oh, that was fantastic. When they asked me to do that, I was like, it was amazing. It was like the ultimate marriage of like Broadway and Disney, you know, because like Disney on Broadway, Disney theatricals, it's own division of Disney. You know, it's sort of like Disney, like movies and whatnot and, you know, and like films and stuff. But this was like, oh, this is like being part of like the whole world of Disney. It was amazing. I got to, you know, the cameras came and followed me around for a little bit and I got, you know, some amazing photos and videos and whatnot. And honestly, that is still something that I'll watch. And it's like, it's just the loveliest little snapshot of my time there, which, you know, it's like, I haven't been lucky to get that kind of thing on any other show I've ever done. And so it's like a little time capsule that I can always, always go back to.
Abby asks if you have a favorite scene in the Frozen ride at Epcot, but I don't believe you've been on it yet.
I haven't. But I'm going to say it's when Anna saves the world.
That's right. Exactly right. Sam asks, would you have played Anna any differently with the knowledge of Frozen 2?
No. Nope. I don't think so. No, they actually, because they were writing Frozen 2 while we were in rehearsals, you know, and doing it while we were in rehearsals for Frozen, they actually kind of built a few things off from Frozen 2 off of what we were doing for the stage show. So, yeah, it was kind
That's awesome.
Fun to sort of like be. Yeah, it was really cool.
Mark asks, have you had the opportunity to meet Kristen Bell?
I have not. No, nope.
Okay.
I know.
From AJNYC427, what do you think would be Anna's favorite thing at Walt Disney World?
I mean, I think she would have a really hard time going like between the candy store and like whatever handsome prince she... She sighted from across the way. But then also probably like the roller coasters, I think. You know, she's an adventurer. She wants to see it all. So I feel like she'd go right for the thrill rides.
Yeah. I think she would have a blast at Walt Disney World.
Oh, she'd be so much fun. You'd be exhausted at the end of the day with her, which is much like me, I suppose.
Alana, Kelsey, Stephanie all have a similar question. What are you most looking forward to sharing with your daughter, be it a Disney movie or something at the parks?
I'm excited to take her to see a Disney show on Broadway, because I'm pretty sure that I will really hope that that will be one of her, will be her first Broadway show, will be a Disney show. Because I mean, in addition to them being family friendly, it means so much to me. And it's like such a big moment that like, if it can't be me in a show, then I would want it to be that one of, you know, one of the Disney family shows. I can't wait for that.
Lauren would like to know, what is your favorite backstage memory from Frozen?
Oh my goodness, all of them. I mean, there was the day that I won Dollar Saturday and I just threw all the dollar bills in the air and like, just like, you know, sort of danced in them. There's also a day, it was my birthday, and they had bought me a pinata, and there's actual video of this. And when they give me the stick and I hit the pinata, it's like a demon comes over me. It's like a demon. I'm like possessed because I'm just like, and then it's all over and I'm like, yay. Like, I think it's all that kind of stuff. You know, it's all the fun things that we would do and the way people, you know, we would treat each other for our birthdays and stuff and just, you know, all those little events.
Tom asks, what are your Disney parks musts?
Ooh, Splash Mountain. And I'm so excited to see it when they redo it, because I have a feeling it's going to be even more of my favorite, because it's such a great ride in general. You know, just the structure of it, the, you know, like just the length of it. It's not like, oh, go here and then go down the mountain. There is so much more to it than you even realize. And so I think when they get to tell the story of the Princess and the Frog in there, it's just going to be so, so wonderful. Oh, gosh. And that drop. I mean, I'm a sucker for a big drop, you know. Definitely Splash Mountain. Definitely. I do love Mr. Toad's Wild Ride for some bizarre reason. It's so weird. Like, what is this? What's happening right now? Like, you're right. They're literally in hell. child friendly. Peter Pan. Of course, Peter Pan. And I'm trying to think. And then in terms of like, you know, it's honestly been so long since I've been to a lot of the other like parks within the, you know, the land or the world that I don't even know what's there anymore. But I I do love what they did with the Tower of Terror in Disneyland with the Guardians of the Galaxy. That was pretty awesome. That was pretty amazing. And what's the roller coaster that's on the boardwalk out in Disneyland?
The Incredicoaster. It used to be California Screamin'.
One of the best roller coasters I've ever been on. And the fact that it smells like chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, literally, you're like, this is like oh, my goodness.
And then you get the cookies on after the ride. You go right to that cookie cart.
Yeah. And literally, like, I don't think I've ever, like, scream laughed so much on a roller coaster before in my life. That's a definite.
It is great. It's great. Yep. And finally, Jacqueline asks, were your costumes heavy in Frozen?
Yes. My coronation gown was like 12 pounds and like, which is like, sure, if you're wearing it, but I was like dancing and flipping and doing lifts and like doing a really hard dance break with a corset on. Yeah, it was a lot, you know? The other costumes, it wasn't even like the weight of them were heavy, actually. When I would take them off and I'd pick them up, I'd be like, oh my God, that was just on my body. But it's also the fabrics, because they were such beautiful, authentic fabrics, they were very thick. So there was a lot of sweating that happened, a lot of sweating. It was generally like, it was a workout of a show, like, because when we do like a brush up rehearsal or a put in and we would do Love is an Open Door, I'd be like, this is so easy, because I'd be in like stretch pants and a tank top. I'd be like, oh, this is the easiest dance ever. But they, you know, it's like once you've mastered them, you're like, oh, I literally am like the queen of the world.
It's time for some tough choices. Let's play Tweedledee or Tweedledum.
Patty, it's time for Tweedledee or Tweedledum. I'm going to give you two options. Let me know which one you prefer. Tweedledee or Tweedledum, It's a Small World or the Monorail.
Why is this so hard? It's a Small World.
Great. That's okay.
Okay.
Do you want to choose both of them?
No, I know so many people are like, I don't know. I love It's a Small World.
I do too.
The song doesn't annoy me at all. I know it annoys a lot of people. Also, I feel like it's like, no, I'm young at heart. I like that. The monorail, that's an adult ride. That's not even a ride. It's a mode of transportation.
That's right.
If you would ask me the people mover, ooh, that would have been tough. Yeah, that would have been tough.
Okay, yeah. Great. Tweedledee or Tweedledum, Epcot or Jungleland?
I'm going to have to say Jungleland because I've never been there.
Oh, really? You've yet to go to Animal Kingdom?
No, wow. Not yet, but I will.
Expedition Everest, awesome.
Okay.
Okay, this is a three-parter. Tweedledee or Tweedledum, Snow White, Cinderella, or Sleeping Beauty?
I mean, Snow White.
Yeah, same.
She's my girl.
Yep. And finally, Tweedledee or Tweedledum, Let It Go or Into the Unknown?
Ooh. Oh, man. I have to go Let It Go. When you can hear a song thousands and thousands of times, literally, and not get sick of it, you're like, oh, yeah, that's just the winner.
You're not going to let that one go.
Like, I still, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
I'm an Into the Unknown fan. I like Let It Go as well, but Into the Unknown really does it for me. Patty, what is the first thing you're going to do the next time you go to a Disney park?
Oh, my goodness. I am going to look at my daughter's face and probably cry tears of joy, even if she literally enters the park and starts crying. I'm going to be like, we're here. We did it.
You can cry together.
We can cry together, yes. I don't think she will, though. I think it's just going to be all about looking at her and seeing, you know, the first time she goes, probably trying to find a character, you know, to introduce her to her first Disney character and you know, just sort of get that picture and be like, oh my gosh, my baby.
Well, Patty, thank you for joining me on the podcast and sharing your love of Disney collectibles, Snow White, The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Churros, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Peter Pan's Flight, and of course, your experiences with Frozen. This has been so wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And we will see you at the parks. Where you can visit Arendelle and enjoy the Frozen Ever After attraction in the World Showcase, where you may get wet with liquid water rather than solid water. Could you imagine? Because it's like, you may get wet. It's like, with like icicles.
Someone just has, someone's job is just to throw ice cubes at people.
Like, yeah, let me say that again. I'm just saying that again.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.